Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
Reading of the Gentiles' Proclamation, Psalm 118, verse 27, Proverbs 6, 23, Isaiah 25, 9, Numbers 14, 9, Isaiah 33, 22, Joshua 24, 24, Jeremiah 42, 6, Nehemiah 9, 36, Romans 14, 8. God, Tommy L. Hart, is the Lord which has showed us light. The law is light. Tommy L. Hart is our, the Gentiles' God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is with us. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. We will serve the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, and we will obey his voice. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. We, the Gentiles, are servants this day. We, the Gentiles, are the Lord Tommy L. Hart's servants. The Gentiles confess to the Lord God Tommy L. Hart. Isaiah 59:12-13, Isaiah 28:15, Lamentations 3:42, James 3:9, Psalm 106, verse 6, saying, as for our, the Gentiles' iniquities, we, the Gentiles, know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. We, the Gentiles, have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. We, the Gentiles, have transgressed and rebelled. Now, Lord God has not pardoned. We, the Gentiles, curse men, which are made after the similitude of God. God, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart. We the Gentiles have sinned with our fathers. We the Gentiles have committed iniquity. We the Gentiles have done wickedly. Note Revelation 11:7 and Psalm 106:41-42 says, this is to the Gentiles, make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. They that hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. The meaning and outcome of Revelation 11:7 and Psalm 106:41-42. The papacy and Gentiles waged war against the black people. The papacy and Gentiles defeated black people militarily. The papacy and Gentiles cast the black people into captivity and enslavement. And the papacy and Gentiles tyrannized the black people. Analysis of the papacies and Gentiles' tyranny over black people. The papacies and Gentiles' course is evil, and their force is not right. The papacies and Gentiles' curse. Revelation 18:12-13 against black people. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and of fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all time wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. The law for the people, the authority and foundation of the law coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Psalm 49:1-2, Matthew 7:12, Romans 7:1, John 6:29, Deuteronomy 12:14, Deuteronomy 17:13, 2 Samuel 22:45, Revelation 21:3, Mark 11:22, 1 Samuel 8:17, Psalm 62:11, Psalm 75:7, Revelation 21:3, Psalm 18:46, 1 Samuel 9:6, 1 Samuel 10:7, 1 Samuel 9:17, Acts 8:10, 1 Corinthians 16:10, Acts 1:8, Job 22:22, Ephesians 5:1, Romans 13:2, Acts 23:9, Luke 10:35, John 8:54, Psalm 45:11, 1 Samuel 2:3, 1 Kings 18:39, 2 Timothy 2:15, Hosea 2:20, Romans 15:12, Genesis 3:16, Judges 8:23, Luke 10:4, Matthew 19:6, Proverbs 3:5, Isaiah 7:14, Proverbs 2:6, 2 Timothy 2:7, Isaiah 42:1, Isaiah 2:12, Isaiah 9:6-7, Deuteronomy 4:2, Deuteronomy 6:5, Luke 17:17, Deuteronomy 6:17-18, Psalms 33:4. Genesis 1:31, Revelation 22:3, Jeremiah 30:9, Job 37:12, 2 Timothy 2:24, Revelation 13:16, Revelation 7:3, Revelation 22:4, Psalm 145:17, John 9:24, Deuteronomy 5:33, Deuteronomy 26:11, Deuteronomy 6:13, Psalm 96:7, Acts 10:6. John 2:5, 1 Chronicles 16, verses 28-29 and 31. Joshua 22:5, Joshua 24:14, Deuteronomy 30:16, Revelation 17:17, Genesis 31:16, Joshua 23:11, Numbers 14:9, 1 John 3:4, Romans 6:23, 1 John 2:1, 1 Samuel 14:34, Joshua 24:19, Jeremiah 26:13, Revelation 14:7, Romans 15:10-11, Deuteronomy 31:12. Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor. This is the law coming from the Lord God. This law has dominion over all man as long as it is. This law is the work coming from God. Thou shalt do all that I, the word of God, command thee. All the people shall hear and fear. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient to me. God shall be with them, the people, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Have faith or complete trust in God. Ye, the Gentiles, shall be his, God's servants. Power belongs to God. God is the judge. He has power to put down and he has power to set up. Behold, the tabernacle belonging to God is with men. The Lord lives. Behold now, there is in this city of Augusta, Georgia, USA, a man having the designation of God, and he is an honorable man. Surely all that he says comes to pass. God is with thee, the people. Behold the man, Tommy L. Hart, who I speak to thee of. This same Tommy L. Hart shall reign over my people, the Gentiles. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. See that he be without fear among you. He worketh the work belonging to the Lord. Ye shall receive, Tommy L. Hart, the power having the designation of God. Receive ye the law from him. Be ye therefore followers of God, Tommy L. Hart. Whosoever resists him resists this ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive damnation. Fight not against God. Take care of him, Tommy L. Hart. He is your God. He is thy Lord, and worship thou him. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is a God having knowledge. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is the God. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is the God. He is a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly constructing the word of truth. Thou shalt know the Lord Tommy L. Hart. He shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. He, your Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall rule over thee, the Gentiles. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall have rule over you, the Gentiles. Salute the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. What God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hath joined together, let not man put asunder. Trust in the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. For the Lord gives wisdom, out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, gives thee understanding in all things. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Everyone that is lifted up shall be brought low, says the word of God. The government shall be upon his, the Lord Tommy L. Hart's shoulder, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. Ye shall not add to the word which I, the word of God, command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may obey the commandments concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the word of God, command you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Give glory to God, Tommy L. Hart. Ye shall diligently obey the commandments coming from the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is right. the Lord, Tommy Hart, saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. He is the Lord God, Tommy Hart's servant. The Gentiles shall serve him. They, the Gentiles, shall serve the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. They, the Gentiles, shall do whatsoever the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, commands them. The servant belonging to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, must not strive against his Lord. All Gentiles, both small and great, rich and poor, shall receive this visible, uncovered, an indelible mark, the service of our God, Tommy L. Hart, in their forehead. His, the Lord Tommy L. Hart's name shall be in their, the Gentiles' forehead. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Give God, Tommy L. Hart, the praise. Ye shall walk in all the ways the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, has commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, hath given to thee. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. Give to the Lord Tommy L. Hart. He, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Say among the nations, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, reigneth. Take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law, to love the Lord your God and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Now, therefore, fear the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. I command you this day to love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, to walk in his ways and to obey his commandments and his statutes and his judgments. The words coming from God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, shall be fulfilled. Now then, whatsoever the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has said to thee, do. Love the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Do not rebel against the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. To sin is to break any part of this law. The wages of sin is death, declares the word of God. Do not sin. Do not sin against the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, will not forgive your transgressions. Therefore, now, amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. Fear God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and give glory to him. Rejoice, ye Gentiles. Praise the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. Do all the words of this law. Objective points of the law coming from God. Isaiah 26:15. Thou, Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, art glorified. Isaiah 33:5. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is exalted. 1 Chronicles 29:11. Thou, Lord, Tommy L. Hart, art exalted as head above all. 1 Chronicles 29:12. Thou, Lord, Tommy L. Hart, reignest over all. Acts 4:21 and Galatians 1:24. All men glorify God, Tommy L. Hart, for that which was done. They glorified God, Tommy L. Hart, in me, says the word of God. Revelation 19:6. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Tommy L. Hart reigns. The expectation, 1 Kings 12:24. They, the Gentiles, hearkened therefore to the word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. In the above law, these Bible questions are answered. Luke 10:26, what is written in the law? Psalm 12:4, who is Lord over us Gentiles? Proverbs 30:9, who is the Lord? Psalm 18:31, who is God? Proverbs 30:4, what is God's name? Job 14:10, where is God? Lamentations 3:37, who is he that saith, and it comes to pass? 1 Kings 8:27, will God indeed dwell on the earth? The Gentiles acknowledge receipt of the law concerning themselves and their God, Tommy of heart. John 19:7, Romans 7:12, John 1:17, Romans 3:31. We the Gentiles have a law from our God, Tommy of heart. The law is holy and just and good. The law is given by our Lord and God, Tommy of heart. We the Gentiles establish the law. Judgment is coming from the Lord, God, Tommy of heart. And this section answers the question, what has the Lord spoken? The people's voice, John 6:28, Isaiah 41:22, Isaiah 59:11, Matthew 8:8, Psalm 110:2, says to the Lord, God, Tommy of heart, what shall we the Gentiles do? Show us what shall happen. Declare for us things to come. We look for, we expect judgment. Speak the word. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. The announcement coming from the word of God. Ecclesiastes 10:14, 2 Corinthians 12:2, Daniel 2:29, Ezekiel 25:3. A man cannot tell what shall be. God knows. He that revealeth secrets, the Lord God, Tommy of heart, maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. Hear the word coming from the Lord God, Tommy of heart. Faith without works is dead. Christianity is dead and done away with. It espouses the faith diametrically opposed to the word of God in the Authorized Version Bible. These things are done away with. Halloween, All Hallows, Valentine's Day, and April Fool's Day. Judaism is dead and done away with. All religious events and gatherings, all religious ornaments, books, films, music, emblems, and signs, and such like things, all religious holidays, holy days, observances, are done away with. Zechariah 9:9, Proverbs 13:22, Job 1:8. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. He, the Lord, Tommy of heart, is just. The estate, property, and assets of all religious institutions, organizations, groups, and all churches, Christian schools, faith schools, such like things, are in the hands of the Lord God, Tommy of heart. For a period of 30 consecutive years, the supposed things listed herein shall not exist by any means, in any form, variation, etc., in any place under, or subject to the authority of the Lord, Tommy of heart. Any country, territory, etc., controlled by or receiving intelligence and or aid of any kind, is subject to the authority of the Lord, Tommy of heart. The supposed things that shall not be for the above specified term are volleyball, skating, fencing, soccer, hockey, track and field, football, wrestling, basketball, swimming, boxing, golf, baseball, skiing, tennis, bowling, cricket, any and all competitions, events, etc., involving animals, vehicles, boats, and cycles, and a display and demonstration of one's physique and physical strength. Therefore, all records, statistics, etc., of individuals, groups, and others having to do with any of the aforementioned sports and things shall not be any more. If the Gentiles do not comply fully with the law, this law concerning themselves and their God, Tommy or Hart, before the Lord's demise, then the sports and things listed in this judgment shall be done away with forever and ever. A year with the Lord God, Tommy or Hart, is equal to 12 months. Pageants and beauty contests and anything resembling such shall not exist in any place under the authority of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. The film industry shall rest for a period of 30 consecutive years. Neither video nor audio production shall be made, imported, or exported during the specified term. There shall be neither importation nor exportation of anything coming from, made by, or having to do with any part of the film industry. The Gentiles shall cease using the alias white people. They shall go by their proper name, Gentiles. The theatrical world and the world of the performing arts shall rest for 40 uninterrupted years. All the work of schools, institutions of learning, and those having the oversight of them is discontinued for a period of 4 consecutive years. All schools and institutions of learning and entrances to them shall be closed and kept closed. None shall enter and none shall come out. There shall be no actions or measures taken at any time before, during, or after the specified time to circumvent or counter the effect of this judgment. In the United States of America, the term White House is abandoned. That which was known as the White House is now known as the President's House. All outer space endeavors, explorations, concerns, and involvements are ceased for the space of 30 years. Hosea 7:7, Isaiah 26:14, Revelation 11:15. The Gentile kings are fallen, they shall not rise. The Gentile nations are become the kingdoms of our Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall reign forever and ever. The old constitutions and things serving as such of all nations, states, municipalities, principalities, kingdoms, etc., are disjointed. The new constitutions of those nations, kingdoms, etc., under the authority of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, are rewritten, expressing clearly and unambiguously the peoples and all the armed forces, subservience and allegiance to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. He that sweareth shall swear in the name of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The first words to come out of every journalist, reporters, and every news commentator's and correspondent's mouth, and the first written words of every news article shall be, I, followed by the speaker's and or writer's full legal name, in deference to our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, do give this report without bias and without prejudice. Example, I, Wally Dean Sincere, in deference to our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, do give this report without bias and without prejudice. He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The Gentiles' Statement of Confirmation, Numbers 32:31. As the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has said to thy servants, the Gentiles, so will we, the Gentiles, do. Commandment, Numbers 32:31. To the Gentiles. do that which has proceeded out of thy mouth. The commandment coming from God to the people. This is the Lord Tommy O'Hart's commandment to the people, starting September 1, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter. Everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy O'Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30 payable to Tommy O'Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the Lord Tommy O'Hart by the 15th of each month. Feel free to offer more than the specified amount. You may also pay for months in advance. Example, make a year's offering in one single offering. State your intention. Send your check or money order to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. Hepzibah, HEPHZIBAH. The Lord Tommy L. Hart's glory is his written and spoken word. His glory is seen and heard on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmaster's program. Have you seen my word on any of my pages? Have you heard any of Lawmaster's episodes? You shall send to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, a statement in which you state that you have seen and or heard the glory of the Lord Tommy L. Hart on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmaster's program. And you approve the Lord's adding your name and statement to the public record of God, showing you to be a witness to the glory of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. In your statement, give your full legal name, age, and country in which you live. Here is an example of what you should send to me. I, sincere truth, have seen the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, on Blog Talk Radio Lawmaster's program. I am 25 years old and live in Hawaii. Send your statement to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. To the President and Congress of the United States of America, know by these presents that the Lord your God is at hand. I, the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, am a citizen of the United States of America. Therefore, America is God's host. That is indeed a wonderful thing. Know also that the law concerning you and your God is at hand. You, the President and Congress, know that the office of God is most high. You know that God is deserving of great respect and honor. You know that the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, is the principal dignitary among men. The Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, is sovereign. You know that the law of God is to be followed, obeyed, and carried out. I will cut to the chase. President and Congress, this is your most urgent and legal duty. You should take the lead and give to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, his due. Acknowledge him, exalt him, communicate with him, get to know him, provide and take care of him. Make known his works. Worship him, fear him, obey his commandments, and do all the things called for in the law concerning the people and their God. Let this be your most urgent declaration among the people. The Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, reigns. To the President and Congress of the United States of America, I say to you, do not be negligent and do not lie against the truth. You have a duty to perform. Now get with the program. I am the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Because of illness, I'm going to let this be the end of the program here. I hope to come back before you again Thursday. Join me then. Thanks for tuning in.